is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Selina Zito for the Washington Examiner, the New York Post, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, to comment on a phenomenon I read about all the time across the country. And Selina's focusing very carefully on the Middle West, the middle of nowhere. Somewhere, she calls it in her column, but more to the point, this is where presidential elections are decided. These states from Pennsylvania to Wisconsin to Iowa. And the question now, a liberal arts degree that puts you deep into debt with no hope of digging out in your first 20 years after college, or a trade that would be extremely desirable. I know because I live in rural America and you sign up for a plumber and hope to get lucky, like a lottery. Selina, a very good evening to you. The great correction, you call it, underway right now in education. What does it look like to the people who are making this decision not to go to college, not to go to community college, but to move into a trade out of high school? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me. You know, for the people that make this decision, the young people and young adults that make this decision to look alongside, sort of shoulder to shoulder with a decision about their future with the trades, along with college and or university, is a trend that wasn't really presented to young people for a very, very long time. It became unfashionable and sort of not where high school counselors tended to point a direction that they tended to point young people. However, in the past few years, that has become something that young people are looking towards. High schools and community colleges have now sort of elevated in the eyes of young people as they look at their opportunities to leave high school if they take a trade and in the vo-tech portion of their high school curriculum, and or after high school, after having a traditional education, they see that they can walk out of school or out of a community college associate degree program, making six figures and being essentially debt free, or having a less of a burden if they attend a community college as opposed to a university. This is happening at the same time that universities are making the price to attend even higher than it was 2, 3, 4 years ago. And students and families are beginning to understand that that is a debt that can go with them well into their middle age.
What is the Great Oaks Career Campuses in Ohio? What does it look like? What is its job?
They're beautiful. I was there a week or so ago, and these campuses look like these beautiful college campuses, and they're very, you know, large. They have a big footprint, and they have different rooms. In one room, you can go in, and there and classroom, and there are surgical technicians learning how to be assistants during surgery. There's also auto mechanics. They're building houses in the carpentry class. The graphic design students are making the unbelievable animation that goes into the highly popular gaming and or graphic design industries. So it's really a broad variety of people that are very important in our lives as consumers. You need a plumber, you don't want a backed up toilet, whether you own a business and or whether you're at home. And these are the kinds of jobs that these young people walk into.
And the culture, is the culture accepting of the fact that they're not going to go into college? Do they talk about that?
It's getting better. From the 70s up until about mid-2000s, about 2010, you know, this was not where counselors sent students. There was this famous, I remember this poster in my own high school classroom or a counselor's office. It said, work smart, not hard. And it showed a photo of a man going off to college, and it was beside a young man that was working in a steel mill. And the choice was obvious. They wanted you to go to college.
You have a photograph accompanying your story in the Washington Examiner, Brianna Anderson and Emma Ashcroft. They're welders. They're learning welding skills. One is seeking aerospace engineering. The other one, pipe fitter. I mentioned, Selena, the Navy yards we don't have need them as well.
Yeah.
They're insufficient welders everywhere, and they're insufficient around the world, not just here in the United States. They must be aware of this.
Oh, they absolutely are. And these young ladies were the things that they had made, not only the airplane parts and the helicopter parts that they made in the classroom. They also designed some beautiful works of art. They were working together on this bench that was going to stay as a permanent fixture at Great Oaks. That was absolutely stunning.
You point to a Gallup poll. This is air cover for what is happening now in the trades. Gallup poll saying that higher education has lost the American people. There's a lack of confidence in it. I'm presuming this is about the debts that have been built into mountains that people can't climb over in the last 10 years or so, and the inability of the administration or the Constitution or the state governments to give a way out to these young people. Do they talk about it, the people in trades, that they're not only going to go to work right away, but that they're going to start life without owing $40,000?
Right. They're going to start life often with six figures, often with the ability within a year of working to have that ultimate American dream of buying their own home. And you know, a lot of discussion around people's dissatisfaction with higher education. By the way, I think it's so insulting to say that. What is the trade school then? Lower education? But the young people, the cost, the debt, but also how polarized the college education has become on college campuses. Now, you and I lived through a different era when the 60s, when there were lots of protests on college campuses. However, those protests were in support of free speech. These college protests are rescinding free speech. That's a very different kind of atmosphere to send your young person off to learn about what it is like to be an adult and participate in the American discussion and American discourse.
I can't talk to Selena Zito and mention trade schools without mentioning Dirty Jobs TV and Mike Rowe, Mike Rowe is a favorite of Selena Zito. I think she celebrates him routinely. Did he do this? Is this his TV show influencing these young people?
Absolutely. So if you think about it, there really hasn't been in our culture, whether it's on radio or television or in movies or in a celebration of making the choices that people make in when they go off to a trade school. What is celebrated is someone who has, you know, has a lofty degree, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we don't celebrate enough the working men and women that make it safe for us to go across the bridge, that provide the electricity that when we, you know, gear up our iPhone or our computer or turn on the lights in our home. And Mike Rowe has done an incredible job in celebrating and creating a role model for the trades. So much so, and he's been so inspired by the people that he's met while doing Dirty Jobs, that he founded a foundation that supports young men and women, whether they're still in high school or they have gone on to careers that have been unsatisfying to them, in providing scholarships so they can have a different way of life.
And Selena, what you saw in Cincinnati Is this growing? In other words, do you see plans to expand this model other parts of the state or into Pennsylvania to have a focus for trades and to make presentations to high schoolers as they're thinking about their futures?
Great Oaks is a perfect example of making this kind of schooling work. It actually began in 1970, over 50 years ago. And it is funded by the taxpayers, very small incremental amount. However, that has been supported by the community in the Warren and in the Hamilton County area around Cincinnati. And so around that part of the country, the great industrial Midwest, right, it is something that is very supported. It is not something that has had the robust support in say, a larger metropolitan area. However, I think after what we went through with COVID and the realization that it's almost impossible to find someone with the expertise we need to fix the things that make our lives better and easier, that we are likely going to see more parents encouraging their children to at least think about a trade, either while they're in high school, maybe even university and a trade, but maybe not a university, but a community college, so that they have a job that they can fall back on as artificial intelligence has this sort of uncertainty towards what the future looks like for people with university education.
So it's not necessary to give out an SOS when you need an air conditioning technician or an exterminator. Right. Selina Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post. We're headed to Pittsburgh and the May Bomb. I'm John Batchelor.